Hey everyone, I just wanted to let you know that I'm taking a little bit of time off, but I'll be back in early October to continue the King of Queens podcast. If you have any interest in coming onto the show, please reach out to me at Mark, M-A-R-K, at kingofqueenspodcast.com. I have one of the people who came on very early on in the podcast. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How's it going?
Thanks for returning. It's going really well. I'm happy with the show so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to come back on, especially to do this episode that we're going to get to, because this, at least from what I've seen, you know, when people talk about their favorite King of Queens episode, this one is the one that I hear the most often.
Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty hilarious episode. Yeah. And so this goes back to May 19th, 2004, 22 years ago. Crazy.
Wow.
Right? It's bananas. And I wanted to also mention that. So I started the podcast doing the entire show in order, and I just feel like it's taking too long to get into the meat and potatoes of the show. So yeah. I'm just going to be jumping around and doing different, you know, different seasons and get those out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
It's the way I watch the show anyway. Do you do that, like, where you'll put on a particular episode, or do you watch it in order?
It's kind of a mix of both. Like, I'll jump around seasons, but once I, like, you know, land in season 4 or season 6, mm-hmm. I'll just kind of start from there and let the episodes flow, like on streaming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, kind of both.
Back when this did air, 2004, the TV shows that it was up against is kind of strange. So you have CSI, which I might still be on the air. I'm not 100% sure about that. But yeah. Then you have the Two Nights of American Idol, which was like just a cultural phenomenon where the performances are on Tuesday and then the big reveal is on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I remember.
So I think that's kind of crazy. Also, Friends and The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to think about. Donald Trump in The Apprentice and 22 years ago, and now he's the president of the United States. So who knows? Like
another lifetime.
Maybe you're next, Chris. In 22 years, you'll be president. I'd vote for
you. Yeah, it's funny you bring up Friends. Like, that's my other, I would say that's my other favorite sitcom. And that was right when Friends was winding down. King of Queens was still going. Mm-hmm. A lot of great sitcoms going on around that time.
I still think that the King of Queens is the last solid American sitcom. Friends, it's a newer sitcom. You know, like, at least in my opinion, the way it's shot and the way that everything is formulated. I never got into Friends. I don't dislike the show. I just never got into it. And even Seinfeld, I'm more of a Seinfeld person. I think you can be a Friends and a Seinfeld person. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I like all three.
Okay, good. But even a show like Seinfeld, I don't consider it like a classic sitcom. I consider this, the, you know, King of Queens, you know, basically, you're in the living room, the kitchen, or you're in these like familiar sets. And I don't know, with Jerry's apartment, it just doesn't feel sitcom-y to me. I mean, it is.
Yeah. It's not like as I would say, like, I would describe the sets on King of Queens as like warm and like inviting.
Yeah.
Whereas Seinfeld doesn't have that quality. I mean, it has other good qualities, but it's not like that, you know?
I've always liked the lamp that the Heffernans have in the background, that tripod lamp.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a surveyor's tripod, right? I don't know. It's very, I kind of like it, though. It's interesting. Yeah. We're talking about Awful Bigamy. I believe this is the season finale.
Yeah.
Right?
It's season 6.
So it's pretty... pretty interesting show to end, you know, the year with. But here we are. Here's the open to the entire show.
Hello. A political poll. I never have before, but go ahead, shoot. I don't know.
This is also interesting where I don't know if the Heffernans have caller ID or anything.
Yeah.
Caller ID might be before your time, even calling it caller ID.
Yeah, we did. I remember getting this caller ID probably around, 2004-ish. Yeah.
But yeah, they don't, he just answers the phone when it rings. Could be anyone.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Who? Oh, right. I don't know.
So in the background, you have Jerry Stiller, of course, popping in as he just picks up the extension, which is a whole other kind of fun thing to think about.
Hello.
One moment, Douglas. I'm making a phone call.
Yeah, I'm already on the phone. Okay, I'm taking a poll.
My apologies. Carry on.
Sorry about that, guy. Go ahead. I don't know.
How could you not know that?
It's amazing. He's heckling his phone call.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the way that Arthur's father heckled him, when he was singing Ave Maria.
Yep. I bet that's where that comes from.
Yeah. Or with El Baco, basically heckling Carrie.
Hang up, please. Why should I? The man's conducting a political poll, and he has the right to speak to someone who's not an ignoramus.
Oh, yeah? If you're so smart, why don't you tell him that you live in my basement?
Why don't you tell him you're enormous? Well,
why don't you tell him that your total salary last year was $12?
That was after taxes.
That's such a good comeback.
Yeah.
You have the, what are those called? Rocher? Those candies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never noticed that before. Now I have a big screen, like only a foot away from my face. I'm noticing all the details.
Hey, I was gonna point out my screen looks to be frozen.
Oh, really?
It's like it's frozen on that first shot, like right before you started playing.
All right, I'll fix it while this is playing a little bit more.
Why don't you just stop talking, would you please? Sorry about that, guy. Hello.
My eyes are getting weary.
And that's the song we all love, of course.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, there's two different versions of this song. And, they have the shortened version and they have the long version. Do you always play the song?
It's about 50-50. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I do like the song, though. Yeah.
I don't mind the song. I just sometimes I just want to kind of get to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 30 seconds, so
yeah, I think it's like it kind of captures the vibe of the show well, I feel like.
Yeah, I like the fact that we have the world. This is where the World's Fair was in the 60s, I think 64. Yeah. Where if you've ever seen Men in Black, you've seen these things turn into like spaceships. And, this is maybe 20 minutes from my house and it's an interesting place. So it's cool to see that. How many times have you seen in the Facebook groups though? It's like, I never noticed it was Arthur walking by.
Oh yeah. At least a dozen. Yeah.
I will say this though. This is something I have never noticed until just this moment that they're eating for one. And there's a Snapple right here. He has a Snapple. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that?
No, I never looked.
Never looked. I never thought to look until. Let's play the intro. I mean, there's no phone numbers here. I was just thinking, I'm like, I wonder if any of these places.
My back is getting tight.
I can play it down.
I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight.
So yeah, Arthur's of course walking by, but yeah, they've Snapple and a bunch of. I don't know, macaroni salads? I'm just not really sure.
Yeah.
I don't care, cause all I wanna do.
And I don't really fully understand why she's at a kid's park. And when she almost gets bumped into by the guy, she kind of references him to the hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Just cash my check and drive.
And who knew that, Arthur can play chess?
I ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah, this is all Queens.
Cause baby, all my life I will be driving home to you.
All right. Of course, sung and performed by the great Billy Vera, I believe.
And, I didn't really know, like, he must have been, you know, before my time, but when I've, like, looked him up a little bit, like, I saw that he had some, like, popular songs in the 80s, right?
Yeah, I don't really know him, but I think he did another theme song. Let me see.
Really?
Yeah, he did for a TV show, I don't know if this is before your time, Family Ties.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, there was a really big song called At This Moment. And in the 80s, this became a really big song. Like, you know, they had a 45 of it, you know. And
oh, yeah.
I remember it. There's a moment, if I'm recalling, I don't remember Family Ties very well, but it's a Michael J. Fox sitcom. And mm-hmm. he's dancing with this girl, and they dance to that song. I don't know what the whole basis of if they're breaking up or they're getting back together. I have no idea.
Oh, was that the theme song, or was that a different part?
No, it's actually in the show. Like okay. They happen to, and I know the song. It's actually a very nice song. If you ever look it up at this moment, and
okay.
I think that might be it though. But that would have been like probably around 85.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that he might have somehow made more money, or at least the same, with this theme song.
Oh, really?
Because they're both huge shows, right? I mean,
yeah.
And I do recall it being, it really took the world by storm in the same way Cocktail did.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of the actual show.
Ready to laugh.
I'm in the middle of something here. Okay?
I'm on my route today, right?
No. Mommy's busy.
But this is a really funny story.
Okay, just because I'm doing this project from home doesn't mean I'm just sitting around doing nothing. Okay.
Carrie with the hugest Sony Vaio laptop ever.
Okay, my boss wants me to translate this humongous piece of real estate jargon crap into layman's terms so a jury can understand it, okay? I don't have time for your little story.
But you did have time for that story. Which, by the way, was a snooze fest.
Please.
Fine.
This is actually really funny. He picks up the orange juice and goes to drink right out of the container. Yeah. Which I don't even think you can buy containers that just open like that anymore. They all have like a little plastic twisty thing.
Yeah, that's a
Sorry, what?
Yeah, that's a bummer. I don't see those anymore now that I think about it.
I think in schools they have them still.
Yeah.
Times have I asked you not to do that?
And here's another good example of all of the things that's so weird. We have Barilla Penne Pasta. We have Extreme Jello. I don't know what kind of strudel that is, but we have Listerine Pocket Packs, like a whole case of them.
Yeah.
Do you, these are like little sheets that would dissolve on your tongue.
Yeah, I remember those.
I don't know who these kids are. We have so much.
Sorry, I'm clearly starved for attention.
All right, fine. Tell me your damn story.
All right.
I also do want to see this, like, right here. And again, I have never noticed it before. This red cat. This is like a total, like, collectible from, like, the 50s. Maybe Arthur brought it in or something.
I'm in my truck, right? I'm making my stops. Nothing out of the ordinary. When I look down at the address label on my next delivery, guess what the guy's name is?
Do you remember?
Oh, of course.
Bubka Penis.
Bubka Penis.
Give me a break. That's not the guy's real name.
Yes, it was. I asked him for proof. He showed me his driver's license.
Doug, nobody's last name is Penis.
Nobody from this country, snob. He happens to be from Israel. Apparently it's like Smith over there.
I don't know any Israelis named Penis.
Oh, that's good.
So
okay, so is that it? Is that your story?
You know what? If you didn't laugh at a Ralph penis, I'd understand. But Bubka?
Bubka. So let's see. Holly arrives. We love Holly. What do you think of Holly?
I would say she's one of my favorite side characters. Like, mm-hmm. when I was first watching the show, like, I think she really, like, improved the show. You know, like, I think she brings, like, a good vibe to the show.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of moments that I can remember from her. And she doesn't get a lot of airtime, like, a lot of screen time. But mm-hmm. it's, like, super, super memorable. Like, for instance, when Doug is going to abuse counseling, when, you know, remember that?
Yeah.
And she's like, are you an AA? And he's like, no. Yeah, me either. And then she takes the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, I
guess she did a good job on the show.
So she comes in and she's always kind of going through relationship issues. One of the things I thought it was a little bit of a drag that they did with her character is having her come back pregnant but abandoned, like the guy vanished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just didn't sit well with me.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's typical for her. But I don't know. There was something mean about it.
Yeah.
She could go in then.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I think it's no big deal. Now let's go enjoy this beautiful day.
That's one of my favorite parts.
I can't shake the feeling that something's bothering you.
I'm getting kicked out of my apartment.
Why?
The guy I was subletting it from, he was living with someone. Well, now he's starting to think that maybe he's not gay.
So she needs to find a new place to live, and Arthur's like, well, you can just, you know, live here. You know, live with me.
Yeah. Another good line, I think, of hers is when she says, my stepbrother said maybe I can live in his tool shed. He's going to let me know.
Oh, yeah.
The whole story.
Where would it go?
I don't know. Maybe my stepbrother's tool shed. He's going to let me know.
And did you ever watch Mad TV by any chance?
Yes, I love Mad TV.
Yeah, and she was on that. Yeah, and she was great on that. Yeah, this might sound a little sexist, but it's basically just my experience. I don't normally like too many female comedians. And yeah. I think that her delivery is really spot on. I think Jenny Garofalo used to be so funny. And the same thing with Sarah Silverman. I thought Sarah Silverman was really, really funny. But
I will say, like, for Mad TV, Nicole Sullivan, you know, the actress who plays mm-hmm. Holly, she's one of the ones who didn't work for me on Mad TV.
Really?
But I think she was great on King of Queens.
Well, I have to look back.
Maybe it's something like sketch comedy. I don't think she works best in. I think she works best on sitcoms.
I got you.
But yeah. So that was like, it was funny because I started watching Mad TV after King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like mind blown when I saw, oh wait, that's Holly on there.
It's so weird to see them pop up in other shows.
Yeah.
Oh, kicked out of her apartment. Can she stay with us?
Well, Dad, it's kind of hard to say no when she's standing 3 feet away from us.
That's amazing.
She's in a different room.
Okay, not really a different room when you can wave to her from this one.
That's the funniest thing ever. So they agree to let her do that. And Doug is like, are you going to come down for breakfast next morning? This is a very visual scene, but it's one of my favorite. And have you ever had roommates? You know, not everyone's had roommates before, but.
No, I haven't. Oh, but okay. I've been in like this kind of thing situation where you're trying desperately to be quiet.
Yeah,
not waking people up.
I used to have a roommate that whenever I would come out of my bedroom, he would just come out of his bedroom. And it's like, can I just go to the kitchen without talking to you? You know, like, no offense to him or anything like that. It's just, you know, you just want to get Fruit Loops or something without, you know, having a whole conversation.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Huh? Fruit Loops, huh? You know, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
So Doug's in the kitchen. I think people have pointed out also. Oh, yeah. It's a Sara Lee thing up there. If you look close. So this should be in the freezer. This is like some type of pizza thing, probably should be frozen or refrigerated. It's just so funny. It's one of the few shows that they don't cover up the brands. But this is not product placement, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Like, I don't believe for one second Jell-O is paying for this. Or Sara Lee.
Like, I was listening to one of the recent episodes where you did... where you talked about a different episode with one of the other guests on the podcast, and where you guys were kind of talking about the same topic. And
yeah,
I was like, King of Queens just somehow managed to like be able to mention brands and show brands without really having like any sort of product placement, quote unquote.
Well, I think there's some. I do believe there's some, but I don't know this for sure. It's one of those questions I would ask people who worked on the show. But I believe Nike definitely had something in there. Oh, I mean, really? The amount of clothes that Doug would wear that was Nike branded is insane. And a lot of people wearing the sneakers. Nike doesn't just do that accidentally, I think.
Interesting.
I think, anyway. I mean, I could be totally wrong. And people right now going, and you probably are.
Yeah, I wonder if it's any different now than it was in the 2000s when this was being made, you know?
I feel like this was the end, you know? Like, do you remember Godzilla, I think it was, from like the early 2000s?
The movie?
Yeah, it had the guy from Ferris Bueller in it.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Do you remember this movie?
Vaguely, yeah.
So I did... I didn't work on the movie, but I worked on promotions for the movie. And one of the selling points that they were shooting with that movie is when one of the creatures is running through the New York City subway, all of the advertisements that are there are all green screened. So the idea was to have it. I mean, cause this is before streaming. This is before really anything. And this is before Blu-ray and internet connected devices, but they really saw the future and they were thinking, we'll eventually be able to put advertisements in the subway of our choosing. Right. So,
Brilliant. Yeah.
So if you think about it, it's brilliant. In some ways it's brilliant.
You mean like after the movie was released, they could change that at any time?
Yeah, I believe that when you watch it on DVD, it was Blockbuster Video. Like those, that was the advertisements. But when they shot the movie, it was all green screened. So they could just put whatever they wanted in there. So maybe like if it was airing on a TV network, they're like, all right, we could just swap it out, not thinking that that's going to take a lot of work. And the infrastructure just simply doesn't exist. But it was still forward thinking, you know.
Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting.
So, I mean, and that was around, you know, so they were really thinking about product placement already. And now I don't believe, I don't believe anything I see on television. Well, I don't watch television. Yeah. I don't believe anything anywhere anymore. And I believe something called native ads exist. And that's basically where, like Snapple will pay me money to go, oh man, I'm so thirsty. Let me just take a sip of this Snapple. And that's a native ad. And I get into a conversation about Snapple.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking Snapple, Chris.
You mean like in a conversation or
because
on video?
What you do is you implant it into the actual discussion. So it's a native, it's like it becomes a part of the normal structure. So when you watch like, if you watch a video podcast or something and they just so happen to be drinking a certain brand water or something like that, very often it's my belief that it's a native ad. It's like those morning TV shows where all of a sudden they have a 3-minute segment about the new iPhone.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a commercial.
See, now that you bring that up, I have noticed examples of that in things I see on social media, but
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everything's an ad.
As a matter of fact, right now I'm having a Power Read Zero. You can find out more if you use the, you can save 10%. No, you can't.
All right. Yep.
So Doug is like doing the whole silent thing, which I think is hilarious. It really shows you that they really are good. Well, at least Kevin James is such a good physical comic, like so expressive, and he makes noise and shushing the noise, which I think is very funny.
Yeah.
Now, Doug would probably have a larger cereal bowl, but it's beside the point.
Yeah.
So he's still trying to, like, close everything, and he kicks the garbage can. It's a bull in a china shop here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's just going around. He's got the Rainbow Fruit Loops, which is limited edition. I bet that it's, I bet that box is worth something these days.
Yeah.
22-year-old cereal. This is one of the funniest things ever. He takes a handful of cereal, I believe. I mean, it's very Arthur of him to, like, cushion the... He's telling it to shush, which is so funny. Again, this is difficult for a podcast.
Arthur!
So he just panics. He just starts doubling.
Okay, Doug.
Morning, Doug. Hey. I just wanted to say thanks again for taking me, and I really appreciate that.
No problem. Want some cereal?
Sure.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what happened in this scene. I'm just going to let it play through. But you see her left leg shaking like crazy. Do you notice this?
When she's sitting down?
Yeah. That chair is so grody. So they're going to do some small talk. Now, if you notice, just she puts her hand between her knees, almost like she's freezing, which is, I guess, possible. Yeah. But you'll see what I mean if you watch her legs. You see how she's twitching?
I noticed that before.
Cereal. That's what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Arthur! Come on up for breakfast, buddy! You know I can't start my day without my two scoops of Artie.
I love Arthur's response here.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds terrifying.
See, like, she's like shaking. It's like she's convulsing.
This is interesting. Like, when you think, I never think of Doug as someone who has a hard time with small talk or getting a conversation going.
Yeah.
Funny thing happened to me the other day at work.
Really? What?
I delivered a package to this guy named Bubka Penis.
She spits out all over him, which is so funny. And, you know, a lot of people would be really grossed out. But what does Doug do?
Hands up. There you go.
Oh, man. I am sorry. That was so funny.
Don't apologize. It was funny.
God, funny things must happen to you all the time on your job.
Oh, they do.
Really? Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, he's totally invested. Next morning, we have old school Aunt Jemima. Look at that on the right. Another classic, another vintage piece.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Holly's making basically enough food for like the entire block.
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Well, I got up early, so I thought I'd make some breakfast. Just a little thank you for having me. Would you like some pancakes, eggs, and hand-cut bacon?
Yes, yes, and hell yes.
Just one second.
So he goes to drink the orange juice, and he's...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's kind of gross, right?
I'll give you $5 if you can finish it.
He, like, loves it. He's, like, falling in love with it.
Get out! Wow, you're the man. I don't know if I have $5 on me. Well, I do have this Arby's coupon.
That's as good as cash in this house.
Great.
So I think what I really like about this episode is... So Carrie is never threatened by Holly. You know, even though she's cooking for him and spending all this time and everything... There's never a moment where Carrie thinks like Doug is, you know, trying to hook up with Holly or Coliseum wife or any, you know,
She
just puts a kibosh to it all. So let's see, we get a little bit of a montage of, Doug is no longer so interested in making sure, you know, Carrie comes down for breakfast.
Can you wheel the TV in so you can watch while you eat?
Are you coming down for dinner?
So fun. So you get a visual.
Oh,
I've been eating corn and ribs and biscuits.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. So then we get another fringe benefit that Doug learns about, and that's basically what, you know, having upstairs wife stressed out.
I'm so freaking uptight. I can't get anything done. Let's have sex.
His face.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, she's like, thanks, baby. And he's like heading out with his like, you know, sweatshirt on. Comes down to the kitchen. Sees like... Holly, putting chocolate frosting on a cake.
Hope you like chocolate.
That's like amazing right there. So let's see. We, I don't know. What's,
Hey, just want to let you know you're doing a great job up here.
Thanks, honey.
I think this is also when Leah Remini might have been pregnant. Not 100%.
I think
sure.
It was.
Where she's wearing these big schmatas and capes and stuff. Again, we have more Kraft mac and cheese. We have Oreos and some type of box drink.
Juice boxes, yeah.
I just want you to know, you down here, it's working out great.
Well, thanks, Doug. Do you want your morning coffee on the sofa today?
Why not?
And also, we have, you know, the Beach Boys, which is really just kind of crazy. Two girls for every boy.
I'm telling you, it's great. If I want somebody to laugh at my stories, cook for me, be nice to me, I got Holly on this floor. If I want someone to have sex with, yell at the phone company, tell me when to take a shower, I got Carrie up there.
Spence is, this is not resonating very well with Spence.
Upstairs wife, downstairs wife, happy.
Full of it.
You don't believe it? Check this out. This came wet today.
So?
Car! Paperboy threw the paper in the sprinklers.
What? I'm gonna kill that little bastard.
Whoops. Thank you, upstairs wife. As far as this mess is concerned, hey, Hal?
Yeah, Doug?
Yeah, this paper came wet today, and I kind of wanted to read the sports section.
Well, let me blow dry that for you.
It's insane. So yeah, this is where Spence is like, I don't know if I like this.
This is disgusting. This is an insult to Carrie. She's the woman you vowed to spend the rest of your life with.
Look, if I had to choose one of them, I'd probably choose her.
Probably.
You do have to choose.
Not at the moment.
Why are you so lucky? I mean, I bust my hump all day. I got two kids. Do I get an extra wife? No. That goes to the white man.
This is not just good for me, all right? This Sunday, the fight on pay-per-view, we can all watch it here because Carrie's going to be upstairs in her office so we can smoke all the stogies we want. Plus, Holly knows a guy who can get us Cubans.
Okay, those are illegal. You know, I've had it. You guys,
okay, those are illegal.
Guys don't respect marriage or trade embargoes.
I love Spence. Spence is a great character, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate him. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think he's cool. He's not my favorite, but I don't dislike him.
Let's see. So Carrie finishes the work that she's home doing, and Doug convinces her that, look at this face. It's like, this is him reading. This is him not understanding. This is, how expressive is this guy? Look at this. Yeah. Convinces her that she has to dumb it down more. So she gets back to work to keep her up in the upstairs. Deacon is kind of like at a nightclub trying to like get in on some of this Holly action.
I'm sure you're comfortable here and all, but you know, if you ever need a change of scenery, we got plenty of room in our apartment.
That's really sweet of you.
Could you go into the kitchen and see how we're doing mini donut wise?
Oh, I think we have two boxes left.
Thinking isn't knowing.
You're right. You're
right. All right. So a lot of people talk about the fact that Holly showed an interest to Deacon and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I know we see it in that one episode where they really just kind of bring it up out of nowhere, I guess you could say. And then that whole episode, you get the feeling that she's interested in him. He's totally oblivious and not really seeing it at all. But I don't know. I mean, it would have been interesting for a couple episodes if they had continued with that, but I'm kind of glad they didn't. I think I wouldn't have liked that storyline playing out, because like I liked Holly better when she had like this disastrous love life and always screwed over by guys and stuff. Like, it was funny.
No, I agree with you. I would have liked to see something happen, but we don't get to see any of it. None of it.
I think it would have been one more episode seeing them go on a date and it not go well. Like, I would have been satisfied with that.
That could have been kind of funny. But you know, some people would even use the word incestuous. It's a little too close to the family of everyone that's on the show.
Yeah, kind of.
So let's see. We have Arthur's basically showing Holly some apartment listings, and Doug is, you know, basically just trying to get that to stop because he loves this. He, of course, loves the amount of food that he's getting. And
hey,
that's really nice.
What's going on here?
Oh, Arthur found me some apartments. Oh, and we do have two boxes of mini donuts left. Oh,
great. Could you go into the garage and check out the Diet Dr. Pepper situation?
I think we've got about 4K. Oh. Thinking isn't knowing.
By the way, Diet Dr. Pepper is the best diet soda. If you drink diet soda or soda at all, I would have to say that the flavor of the Diet Dr. Pepper is probably the best on the market.
See, I don't like Dr. Pepper, so I just avoid it.
There you generally. Go. Yeah, you win both ways. You're disappointed with either one.
Yeah.
So this is kind of funny with Doug.
You want to go check?
Guy, you were the one who wanted Holly to stay here. Why are you rushing her out?
This roommate thing's not for me. Spitting out our toothpaste at the same time was only cute once.
Are you kidding me? That sounds adorable. Hell, it's cute enough just watching you do it. Sorry, she's history. Okay, you listen up. You listen good, old man. I got a good thing going with Holly down here and Carrie upstairs, okay? So you just forget about all this apartment stuff.
But I want Holly out.
Yeah, well, I want Holly to stay.
I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, why don't we agree that I'm very big and you're very brittle?
I could get on board with that.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to go down. Whoa.
Yeah, it's a little early for a break, huh, little lady?
Oh, I'm just going to get some coffee.
Oh, I'll make you coffee. That's what I'm here for. You go get back up in that zone. Get in the zone, girl. You get up there. What's up?
So he basically is trying to lock her in her office, which is...
What are you doing?
I'm just seeing if the door can lock from the outside.
It was so funny seeing him do that, like, fast walk every time he has to go... tend to something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you for being you. All right, I got a scoop.
What are you doing?
I'm just seeing if the door can lock from the outside.
Why would the door lock from the outside?
I know, it's crazy. Okay, be productive.
These are all IKEA. Like, there's no doubt about this is like an IKEA case. And this is like a CD holder I had forever ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How did those Mormons do it?
That's amazing.
So many good lines in this episode.
Yeah. We also, we meet a person who introduces his sister, but I don't know who he is.
Oh.
Like, they're in, I'll point them, well, I mean, you'll see. But fight night's in full swing, and Holly's serving chimichangas and tequila shots while the guys are smoking cigars. And they're all raving how great she is.
About it just makes me want to be.
Whoops. Really knows a way around a chimichanga.
Tequila shots, boys. Mmm, I just love the smell of cigars. Something about it just makes me want to bake.
Doug, great party.
This guy.
Yeah.
No idea who he is. But we do get to meet that. I mean, we do get to learn that he has a sister named Melinda.
Oh, thanks, man.
I want to introduce you to my sister, Melinda.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's the least I could do with you having to go through life with this guy as your brother.
Huh? Watch it. You want to stay on Melinda's good side. She does PR for Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah. If you ever want tickets to anything, just give me a call.
And this is great.
Coliseum wife? Do I dare?
It's amazing.
I think we do see that guy... in other episodes,
he's a driver, right? I mean, I just don't know what his name is.
I think he's an IPS guy. I can't remember like what specifically, but
it's crazy. So he, so I'm guessing there's a hockey game. Maybe we knew that.
Hey, like the seats?
Oh, they're great. Any chance I can do that Zamboni thing?
Stop by the locker room later and I'll introduce you to some of the players.
Okay.
Coliseum wife, you're my favorite.
I'd say in the whole episode is my favorite scene, like, because it's like the reality of everything kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
Holly has made a feast. I mean, we have like some kind of roasted chicken, maybe. I don't know what that. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
That shirt. Holy moly.
Hello. Oh, hey, Doug. No, I understand. Well, I mean, if she's going to introduce you to the players, I mean, you gotta stay. No, don't worry about me. Okay, bye.
Holly's pissed.
What?
Holly's pissed.
Yeah, she is super pissed.
Hey.
By the way, you could totally see that Leah Remini is pregnant in that shot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
hey.
Hey there, man. There's no doubt about it that she's pregnant.
Yeah, well. And, I didn't notice that, actually. Until I paid attention.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Oh, no. It's fine. I said I spent all day making Doug's favorite dishes, and now they're just going to sit here and get cold. But does he care?
Arthur's face.
No, because he's with some girl at his precious hockey game.
Shouldn't I be the one who's upset about this?
Her face here is very funny. When Holly's face.
Actually, yeah.
What's going on here?
All right, this is the best thing ever.
Open your eyes, you fools. The man has three wives.
Yeah, so he comes home and he's like, yeah, it smells good. And where's everyone? So he goes into the living room.
Prepare yourself for...
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Look, now, I know emotions are running high right now, but let me just say this. Coliseum wife, she's gone. Because this here, this is what works, huh? Okay, I'm going to go check into a hotel.
So, yeah, he... Now, I think we talked about this before, how the endings are sometimes... I'm dog-sitting, by the way, so I have a blind dog up here with me. Little Fifi is... trying to get my attention. Don't worry. Just a few more minutes, Fifi. But these endings sometimes were not played when I first saw the show in like rerun. So sometimes I've run across one that I've never seen before, or I kind of forgot, or I haven't seen 100,000 times. And I don't even remember what he says here.
I'm sorry I didn't show up at the game, Melinda. I ran into a thing here at home. No, I know you went to a lot of trouble, and I appreciate that. Let me make it up to you, okay? Can you get me tickets for next Tuesday?
I don't even have cash or
credit. Oh, come on, baby. Don't be like that. I love you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it, man. Good episode.
Yeah, I think it's... Like, what do you think about it? What do you think about what... So many people love this episode. Like, what about it do you think is what draws people in or makes it most memorable, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of really solid jokes. I think it's an insane type of scenario.
Yeah, I think it's the concept is so, like, unique, and I don't think I've seen in any other show.
It feels kind of
like executed well.
Like, I could almost see this happening on like an I Love Lucy, you know? Like, yeah. I think you have to be really funny to pull this off. You can't just write the script and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Like, these people like really worked hard to create this comedy, and I don't know. I think it really paid off, and mostly it's just four people, you know, Doug, Carrie, Arthur, and Holly, and they just, I don't know, it just, they really pull it off really well. Now, after this movie, you could go and see one of these movies. These are the top five movies. 13 Going on 30, Mean Girls, everyone knows Mean Girls, Van Helsing, Troy, and Shrek 2. We're already on Shrek 2.
Yep, I saw that one in theaters.
Music wise, we have Usher, we have Avril Lavigne, Outkast, Josh Groban, and Alicia Keys. So,
yeah,
gives you a throwback as to what was happening 22 years ago.
Yeah,
but yeah, Chris, you have a TikTok handle, right?
I do. It's at, I don't know if you have to include the at, but anyway,
I'd include it.
Yeah, it's at Cinemas and Celluloids. It's kind of like my movie page where I'll post like movie reviews, box office breakdowns, like movie news.
That's awesome.
Reactions and stuff like that. It's pretty fun.
What type of reactions have you done lately?
Well, I've been on a bit of a pause over the past month or two, but I think I want to get back into doing box office. Like, you have the movie Project Hail Mary out that's doing really well and doing some good box office. And then there's some more movies coming out that I'm interested in seeing, like the Michael Jackson movie is coming up. I'm looking forward to that. So some interesting movies coming up.
That's awesome, man. But yeah, definitely check out his YouTube, his TikTok channel. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And Chris, I have to thank you so much for doing this again. I really appreciate you letting me steal away your time.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, anytime. And I'm definitely going to hit you up to cover some more in the future.